Have you ever heard of chit?
No.
Chitlins, or?
No. ¿Ya limpiaste el huerto?
Sí, ahí está
mal, y
yo voy a dejar a
Molina. Sí. Ayúdenle a Maika, y la llanta la necesita también.
Ah, la llanta, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Okay.
What about the meat from the head? How's that used?
You can barbecue it. Barbacoa, here. But what they use is also like the head of the of a calf or a cow.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in a pit and put coals in it and cook it there for about 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you
what's it called?
Barbacoa. Barbacoa. B-A-R-B-A-C-O-A.
Head cheese or souse
or hog head cheese? You ever heard of those? Uh-huh. Did you ever hear about making anything by cooking and grinding up the liver?
No.
What about scrapple or pawn hoss?
Mm-hmm.
Do
you do that?
What about the blood? Is there any way that can be used?
No. I mean, we don't use it. We use
the blood of
goats,
of kids.
How's goat's blood used?
You cook it with the meat. And you call it cabrito en sangre, which is, means kid in blood. I mean, the actual translation. That's what the only
mm-hmm.
blood that we use.
Like what we have done.
Right, except it's with blood. You cook
how
it.
How does it taste?
Well, Joan loves it. That's one of her favorite dishes. And I'll eat it. It's not one of my favorite dishes, but I'll eat it.
Butter had been kept too long and it didn't taste right. You
it's
say that it
soured.
Okay. And milk that you let it set and
sour.
Well, you let it get thick. You could churn it and make butter.
Butter, yeah.
But if you don't churn it, you call it just thick.
Cream.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear of curdled milk or flavor?
No.
Thick milk?
No.
What about a cottage cheese or smeared cheese or curd, clabber cheese, any of those?
Well, I've heard of cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of homemade cottage cheese?
No, I haven't.
And the first thing you have to do after milking to get all the hairs and things out, you have to, like you run
strain it.
Okay. And you can take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make sort of a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a
buttermilk.
What? No, just sweet, a sweet liquid with milk and sugar and nutmeg or something. Just mix up a
Icing.
Okay. And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his, what you eat is called
food.
And food taken between regular meals.
Snacks.
And he'd say this morning at 7 o'clock I what breakfast?
I got up or I ate breakfast. Ate.
Okay.
Is that the word you want? Ate.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if you were real thirsty, you could go over to the sink and pour yourself
a glass of water.
And he said the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has
broken.
Okay. And I didn't mean to
break.
And if you were real thirsty, you might say, I what, 2 glasses of water?
I drank.
And how much have you
drank?
And something, a kind of a fruit pie that's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. You call that a
fruitcake?
Well, it's just with, maybe just made with apples. It's got a layer of dough and then a layer of apples and some more dough on top of that.
Apple pie.
Okay. What about apple cobbler or apple slump or family pie?
Mm.
You have never heard of those?
No.
And